Decide to invest. Highly successful entrepreneurs understand the value and importance of investing in their future growth and profitability. I believe in every situation, there's the current you in your business that you have now, and there's also the future you in the business that you want to have, your dream business. The fastest way to go from your current situation to your dream business is to buy speed. That's right. You can buy speed, or, you know, the proper terminology would be you can invest in speed. If you want to get somewhere faster, you need to ask someone who has made the journey before you for the best route. I am not at all a fan of reinventing the wheel, and my ego is such that I really don't care who gets the credit for the idea or the roadmap as long as I get to where I want to go faster. There are many places in your business where investing comes into play, but no area is more important than in coaching and masterminding. Whenever I'm speaking to entrepreneurs and I happen to talk about masterminding, I sometimes get questions about accountability groups and how they differ or perhaps are similar to masterminding. To be blunt, I believe most accountability groups are feel-good sessions, and I understand the need for them. You know, Bill Glazer, the past president of Glazer Kennedy Insider Circle and one hell of a sharp marketer and entrepreneur, he once said, "Being an entrepreneur is the loneliest job on the planet." You know, Bill's correct. It is lonely, and that's one of the reasons that entrepreneurs like to be part of various groups. But there's a big difference between being in an accountability group and being in a paid mastermind situation. One of the big differences between investing in a coach or mastermind group versus your no-cost accountability groups or non-paid mastermind groups is that paid mastermind groups are usually typically run or led by an experienced coach. Successful entrepreneurs and coaches will, or they should, get paid to actually get in your face, challenge you, and provide a roadmap and not simply be another sounding board. They will also deliver what I occasionally call tough love. By and large, accountability groups are feel-good sessions, whereas investing in the right business coach or mastermind group will accelerate your growth. You'll occasionally feel tough love, but you will ultimately feel good about your success. Investing with the right coach or mastermind group is one way to purchase speed in your business. You know, so much of success, it depends on having the right mindset about money, investing, and having courage as an entrepreneur. You know, since I just mentioned coaching and masterminding, let me relate a story that will help make this clearer. In the last few weeks, I've had a couple of people speak to me about joining my dream business mastermind and coaching program. The conversations were eerily similar. Both mentioned that they'd been following me for a couple years, they watch my videos, listen to my podcast, and have read a number of my books. They believed, initially telling me that I was the business coach who could help them finally get to six figures and beyond and create their dream business. After hearing that, the conversations went something like this. Me: "Hey, great, thank you very much for your kind words. I'm ready to get started and help you. What's holding you back?" Prospect: "Well, I'm already in a mastermind group, Jim." "Okay. Tell me about the group you're in. How long have you been in it?" "I've been in it for 3 years, and I really love the people in my group. Many of us have become friends. Although, candidly, I'm just not getting what I need from this group." "Okay, I understand the importance of friends, but if the group is not meeting your needs, may I ask why you're still in such a group?" "Well, honestly, Jim, it's less expensive than your group, and as I said, I'm friends with most of the people in the group, and I'd feel bad if I left." Folks, this is a conversation that happens more than a couple times each month for me. And to be honest, while I actually feel my heart breaking a little bit for these people, because I really believe that unless they can break out of that pattern and that cycle, they're likely to remain stuck for months, if not years, and simply not reach their goal of creating a dream business. And my intuition tells me that they are not and will likely not be ready or comfortable with fast growth. The type of growth that's possible when you truly invest in speed and experience what a real mastermind group is like. You know, these folks have effectively set up shop in Squishyville. People like this are stuck in their own bad habits. And here's what Coach Melanie says about sabotaging habits. And here's Coach Mel. "We all have certain strategies that we're running that are designed specifically to keep us stuck right where we are. To me, that's one of the most important reasons we have to look at our mindset, because once you become aware of the sabotaging habits you might have or the behaviors associated with getting less than desirable results, you make a decision to get optimum performance in your business now. And optimum performance means that you learn how to switch gears from doing just enough or from being in reactionary mode to being in proactive power mode. For example, let's say you're going to host a workshop in March. You're very excited and you think, yes, this will be a great workshop. I'm going to set up my programs. I'll sell some of my products. We'll have a big burst of income. You have that plan for the future, but you actually don't write down the steps and reverse engineer what you need to have a successful program and actually get the right number of people in the room, or even if you're doing it virtually, to get the right number of people who are designed to buy from you. So now you get caught up in doing some things to make money right now. You get distracted by some of the other projects. You have a lot of stuff on your plate. We all do. And then time is creeping by. Let's say you get through the next couple months and you think, oh yeah, I've got that event coming up. I can't wait to do that. But there are more distractions in the moment. Reactionary projects, clients needing stuff, and your timeline continues to slip. The next thing you know, it's a month before your event and you're like, oh my gosh, I haven't even started marketing it yet. I'll just push it. I'm just going to push it myself and really, really hard. I'm not going to get a whole program together and invite friends. I'm just going to push it really hard myself and see what happens. You know, what's happening inside that strategy is that you're becoming a sprinter. You get yourself under so much pressure because you wait to really get into action around your big ideas and big projects and big payday opportunities. You put them off because you're really not that organized with your time and your schedule. And the next thing you know, the event is here. You're overwhelmed. You're exhausted. You set unrealistic expectations and you leave tons of money on the table because you didn't take enough time to properly market and plan out the success of that event. That's a type of strategy that unfortunately I see in 70% of the entrepreneurs I mentor and coach. They know what to do. They're smart. They're capable, but they haven't necessarily learned how to properly set up and manage themselves and the projects and the opportunities they put into their schedules. So they're constantly pushing themselves at the last minute to pull things off without enough time and without enough bandwidth to get things done right. Conversely, in power mode and in proactive mode, you decide, here's what I'm going to do to make this year successful. Here's how I'm going to do it. And you put a plan together for about a year in which you reverse engineer what you have to do to be successful to achieve that income goal for the year. So instead of asking every 30 days, what am I going to do to make money this month? You're working on a plan. You have a machinery. You just have this whole machine set in motion that automatically starts to generate success. One of the greatest things I think is missing in our culture and in our entrepreneurial communities is that we have learned the strategy of being reactionary instead of being proactive and really making a commitment to slow down so you can multiply and exponentially grow the results you have. Really very, very powerful words from Coach Melanie. So back to Jim here. So let me ask you to get real for a moment with yourself. I mean, right now, and use the situation I described about the small business owner not wanting to join my mastermind group as the barometer of how much you truly want to achieve higher levels of success. Let me ask you this. Have you been, or are you now, spending your hard-earned dollars, or worse yet, spending your precious limited time being part of a group or another situation that is not helping you grow? Further, is the reason you are still there because you don't want to offend somebody? If so, as your coach, at least while we're spending this time together in this book, I'd like to deliver some tough love for you. Stop it now, or forever be happy with the business and lifestyle that you currently have. If you meet, talk to, or interact with enough highly successful entrepreneurs, you're going to learn one thing. They are not afraid to make the tough decisions necessary to move their business forward, and they are not concerned with hurting other people's feelings. Now, none of them are rude or intend to hurt anybody's feelings. Instead, what they are is driven. They are driven to success with a level of desire and intensity that few people have. Candidly, that's why we have the top 1 or 2% in any group. It's because we are all wired differently. And you have to decide if you truly have what it takes to decide that slow to no growth is no longer an acceptable option. You have to decide that you will no longer play in the shallow end of the pool when all the growth is happening in the deep end. You have to decide whether or not you are truly committed to do whatever it takes to make your dream become a reality. It is time for you to decide. I want to contrast that story above with that of a new entrepreneur who chose a different path, and in doing so displayed courage and has benefited and profited as a result. In the fall of 2012, I started to help someone start a new home-based VA, virtual assistant business. So her goal was to quit her job and become a stay-at-home mom in the spring when she gave birth to her baby. This client essentially did everything I told her to do and within 9 months had built a business that was bringing in more revenue than her old salaried position. If you know me or follow me closely, you might recognize that story being of that of my daughter, Jessica Rhodes. Jessica founded Entrepreneur Support Services so she could be a stay-at-home mom to my grandson, Nathan. Now, while I love my daughter very much, I also believe in teaching valuable lessons. So Jessica received 6 months of coaching in exchange for working for my business doing client support work. Sorry, no free lunch. In December 2013, 1 year later, Jessica said that she wanted to then join my mastermind group. And having heard so much about my group, she said, "I want it in yours, Dad." I told her she would make an outstanding addition to my growing group of action-oriented entrepreneurs, and all I told her was to get out your credit card and get registered. Candidly, I think this caught Jessica a little off guard. However, when I explained to her that she would take my advice and the advice and counsel of the others in the group more seriously if she had to invest her own hard-earned dollars to put skin in the game, she agreed and she joined the program. 2 months later, having made 2 monthly payments, she told me she was not happy with the growth that she had seen so far, and she declared boldly to step it up, and she wanted to actually have a 6-figure business before the end of the year. Jessica's question to me was, "Is it possible to have a 6-figure business by the end of this year, and how do I do that?" My answer was this: "Jessica, of course it's possible, and the easiest way to do it is simply do exactly as I tell you to do, and don't question me." Now, she agreed, and I'm proud to say that she hit her goal of having a 6-figure business in July, a mere 5 to 6 months later. Lest you think I'm merely bragging about my daughter or puffing up my own chest as a business coach, I am not. I want to share a couple very valuable lessons from this story. Number one, Jessica put skin in the game from day one. No free rides or sense of entitlement. Number two, when she wanted to join the mastermind, although her dad, me, I was the coach, she had to play by the same rules as everybody else. Jessica followed my every instruction, which I imagine was not always easy. I mean, forget about the coaching relationship. I'm also her dad. The reason I asked Jessica if she would do everything I told her to do was quite easy. I have done this so many times, I knew exactly what Jessica had to do to transform her business into a 6-figure revenue-generating machine, starting with her being willing to set aside her blooming entrepreneurial ego and let someone else steer the ship. Now, folks, here's the secret. Seeking wisdom and knowledge and guidance is prudent. Seeking wisdom, knowledge, and guidance is prudent. We should all be constant and always be lifelong learners. But the most successful entrepreneurs, they have an insatiable appetite for knowledge and information. But again, the real question is whether you want to be successful and prosperous enough to care whose idea it is. Today, Jessica runs 2 successful enterprises, EntrepreneurSupportServices.com, and the real powerhouse is Jessica's second company called InterviewConnections.com. Here's another example of purchasing speed by investing in your future growth and profitability. In 2006, I started my new business model and my new plan, and I was losing some of the clients from my first business through attrition. Again, this was by plan, as I would lose some clients in my original business. If you remember, that was just felt like an anchor around my waist. As I ramped up new clients and no-hassle newsletters, I was hoping that the different revenue streams would offset. And guess what? They did not. As with many plans, the timing did not work out, and I found myself in a severe cash flow crunch yet again. In early 2007, I had the opportunity to exhibit at a major national marketing event. This event would have about 1,000 entrepreneurs in attendance, many of whom already understood the value of a company newsletter. If there was ever a prime event for me to exhibit at, this was it. The challenge was that between the exhibit fees to actually rent the space, the booth space, the cost of me traveling, the hotel, the flight, the cost of me putting together a display, the total investment was going to be between $7,000 to $8,000 to actually pull this off. With cash flow super, super tight and me still having a mountain of debt, it was obviously a very difficult decision. But I quickly discovered the pros and cons of waiting, paying down more debt, hoping to exhibit at a future event versus going all in and ramping up my sales faster. Again, I totally believe you can't save your way out of debt. You have to grow your way out of debt. So, ladies and gentlemen, generally, you know, the businesses that I believe are first to market are able to carve out a big position for themselves. And I think the final thing that helped me decide was I am not a patient person. I am quite impatient. I believed in my heart and gut that what I was offering was awesome with no-hassle newsletters and that I simply needed to get in front of enough prospective clients. Have you ever been there? And the bottom line is this, despite my financial situation at the time, I decided to roll the dice on myself and my dream business. Yes, I bit the bullet. I invested, I think it was about $7,800 total, and it paid off, but it didn't pay off immediately. That single event, though, put me in front of 300 plus prospects that I met, talked to, and took information away from my booth. And over time, many of them became clients. Again, I did not go home with $7,000 to $8,000 in business, but over the next year, I more than made up for it. The bottom line is I invested in my future growth and profitability. I sped up the growth at which my company was growing. Clearly, it doesn't always work out this well. But I want you to understand that what is most important is investing. It's in yourself is always the right thing to do. And yes, when you make smart investments in your future, you can purchase speed and accelerate your growth.